Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses ASEAN-India summit at Jakarta, presents a 12-point proposal to strengthen India-ASEAN cooperation. Prime Minister announces ASEAN-India Fund for Cooperation in Digital Transformation and Financial Connectivity. Delhi gears up to host G20 Summit. World leaders start arriving in the national capital. Festival of Janmashtami marking birth of Lord Krishna being celebrated in different parts of the country. India lose to Iraq 4-5 on penalty shootout in semi-final of Kings Cup football in Thailand. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to play in semi-final of men's doubles in New York tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today presented a 12-point proposal for strengthening India-ASEAN cooperation, covering connectivity, digital transformation, trade and economic engagement. Speaking at the 20th ASEAN-India Summit at Jakarta in Indonesia, Mr. Modi proposed establishing multimodal connectivity and economic corridor that links Southeast Asia, India, West Asia and Europe. He offered to share India's digital public infrastructure stack with ASEAN partners. He announced ASEAN-India Fund for Digital Future, focusing on cooperation in digital transformation and financial connectivity and renewal of support to Economic and Research Institute of ASEAN and East Asia, ERIA, to act as knowledge partner for enhancing the engagement. The Prime Minister called for a collective fight against terrorism, terror financing and cyber disinformation. He said ASEAN is the central pillar of India's Act East policy and it has an important place in India's Indo-Pacific initiatives.
पिछले वर्ष हमने भारत आसियान फ्रेंडशिप ईयर मनाया और आपसी संबंधों को एक कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप दिया। आज वैश्विक अनिश्चितताओं के माहौल में भी हर क्षेत्र में हमारे आपसी सहयोग में लगातार प्रगति हो रही है। यह हमारे संबंधों की ताकत और रेजिलियंस का प्रमाण है।
The theme of this year's ASEAN Summit is ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. The Prime Minister called for amplifying the voice of the Global South.
21वीं सदी एशिया की सदी है, हम सब की सदी है। इसके लिए आवश्यक है कि हम एक रूल्स बेस्ड पोस्ट कोविड वर्ल्ड ऑर्डर का निर्माण और मानव कल्याण के लिए सबका प्रयास फ्री और ओपन इंडो पैसिफिक की प्रगति में और ग्लोबल साउथ की आवाज को बुलंद करने में हम सबके साझे हित है।
Mr. Modi also announced to open an Indian embassy in Dili, Timor-Leste. In his address at the 18th East Asia Summit at Jakarta, Mr. Modi highlighted convergence on vision for the Indo-Pacific between India and ASEAN and stressed that ASEAN is the focal point of Quad's vision. He called for strengthening multilateralism and ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Modi has arrived in New Delhi after concluding his visit to Indonesia's Jakarta. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN and India have agreed to deepen ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership with concrete actions. This was stated in the ASEAN-India Joint Statement on Maritime Cooperation adopted at the 20th ASEAN-India Summit in Jakarta. As per the statement, it was decided to further strengthen ASEAN-India cooperation on maritime safety, security and other fields. ASEAN-India also agreed to promote cooperation in blue economy in the areas of sustainable development of marine resources, marine biodiversity and ecosystem conservation, combating climate change and marine pollution. ASEAN and India have agreed to make concerted efforts to increase cooperation in food security, nutrition, food trade supply chain, cultivation of millets and financing for climate-friendly technologies. The statement added that ASEAN-India have decided to enhance food security and nutrition in the region through sustainable and responsible efforts, including sustainable and responsible fisheries, and noting India's initiatives such as Lifestyle for Environment, Life, and International Year of Millets. as India is all set to host the 18th G20 summit, world leaders have started arriving in New Delhi to attend the global event beginning Saturday. Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Jugnauth and President of Nigeria Bola Ahmed Tinubu have already arrived in the national capital. US President Joe Biden will also arrive in the city tomorrow. During the gathering of the world's leading economies at the summit, several issues ranging from food and energy security to clean energy transition, climate change and strengthening the capacity of multilateral development banks are likely to be advocated at length. Here is a report.
The group of 20 economies account for over 85% of global GDP and 75% of international trade, making the grouping the primary engine of global economic growth. India is leveraging its G20 presidency to establish itself as a global powerhouse, advocating for the hopes and aspirations of many developing nations. India expects to guide international cooperation to safeguard global stability and prosperity by advocating for the voice of the Global South and the inclusion of the African Union in the G20 forum. India's G20 presidency carries profound significance as it has opened several avenues for the country's economy, attracting investments, promoting startups and MSMEs, fostering innovation and deepening cultural ties. Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, with logos, cutouts, flags, fountains, facade lights, murals and graffiti on the walls, statues, New Delhi has turned colourful. From the airport, hotels, main venue to NDMC area and other parts of the national capital. Even before the event, Bharat Mandapam, the main venue of the global event, has become a centre of attraction for people. Along with hosting the summit, several exhibitions, craft bazaar, cultural corridor, Digital India Experience Zone in Bharat Mandapam is all set to give mesmerizing experience to the delegates. To facilitate the general public, police personnel and staff from other assisting agencies are deployed for the upcoming G20 summit. The Delhi Metro train services will start from 4 in the morning from terminal stations of all lines for 3 days from tomorrow. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation DMRC said the trains will run with a frequency of 30 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. and after 6 a.m. metro trains will run as per the normal timetable throughout the day on all lines. All metro stations will remain open for the general public tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday except the Supreme Court metro station where no boarding or deboarding of passengers will be allowed on Saturday and Sunday due to security constraints. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Devotees are visiting temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. In Uttar Pradesh, several temples in Mathura and Vrindavan, including Banke Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir ISKCON Temple and Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Temple, have been beautifully decorated on the occasion. Maharashtra is celebrating Dahi Handi festival with traditional fervour. Number of Govinda groups are preparing human pyramids for Dahi Handi at various suburban areas in Mumbai, including Worli, Dadar, Jogeshwari, Andheri, Parel and Thane, among others. Our Mumbai correspondent reports that many ladies' groups are also forming these human pyramids.
Govinda's enthusiasm has reached its peak to break the handi by building high layers during the Dahi Handi festival in Mumbai and Thane amidst heavy rain today. Jai Jawan Govinda Mandal of Jogeshwari, Mumbai, saluted by forming 9 tires record at famous Sanskriti Pratishthan Dahi Handi by MLA Pratap Sarnaik at Vartak Nagar in Thane city and won a prize of Rs. 11 lakh. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, who visited a famous Dahi Handi event at his hometown in Thane, said that, like Govinda groups, the state government is also laying layers of development in the state. Nivedita, Mumbai.
In Gujarat, Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with great exuberance at the most revered Dwarkadhish temple in Dwarka and other famous temples including Sri Ranchodrai ji. Kaan bajari, Jamuna tir, chalo. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today came down heavily on the opposition following alleged objectionable remarks against a particular religion by DMK leader A. Raja. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said due to their arrogance, the leaders of the INDIA alliance are making low-level comments. The minister wondered whether such remarks are not considered as hate speech.
It's sad to see the statement coming from various parts of the country, from the leaders of alliance led by Congress party. What they think about Sanatan Dharma is clearly bringing dispute to their alliance, but Mr. Rahul Gandhi is quiet. What keeps him mum? Is it not the violation of the constitution? Is it not the violation of the law of the land? Don't you think it falls under the hate speech?
Earlier, Mr. Raja had criticized a particular religion in his speech in Chennai. Another DMK leader and Tamil Nadu minister, Udayanidhi Stalin, had also made some remarks on a particular religion which sparked controversy. In a major breakthrough in the country's marine fisheries research, a team of scientists from the Central Marine Fisheries Research Institute in Kochi has decoded the entire genome of the Indian oil sardine, Sardinella longiceps, a widely consumed fish species. The decoded genome, which is 1.077 GB in size, contains 46,316 protein coding genes. The decoding was achieved through the next generation sequencing technology by a group of researchers led by principal scientist Dr. Sandhya Sukumaran. CMFRI Director Dr. A. Gopalakrishnan said the decoded genome will be a valuable resource for understanding the biology, ecology and evolution of the oil sardine and could be used to improve management strategies for conservation and sustainable utilization. Japan launched a lunar lander today, aiming to become the fifth nation to achieve a soft landing on the moon's surface following India's success in a similar mission last month. The Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, SLIM, was sent to space on an H-2A rocket. The launch was originally scheduled for the 26th of August but was postponed three times due to bad weather. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that active monsoon conditions are likely to continue over North Peninsula, Central and adjoining East India during the next 3 to 4 days. Heavy rainfall activity is likely over Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The weather office has also forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 3 days. In football, Iraq will meet host Thailand in the final of the King's Cup 2023 at Chiang Mai. In the semi-final today, Iraq defeated Indian men's team on penalty shootout 5-4 after the match was tied 2-2 at full regular time. In the other semi-final, host Thailand beat Lebanon 2-1. India will now play for the third place against Lebanon. Both the final and the third place playoff will take place on Sunday. In US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden will face French pair of Nicolas Mahut and Pierre-Hugues Herbert in the semi-final of men's doubles in New York tonight. The semi-final lineup has been drawn in the singles event after the conclusion of the quarter-final stage. Street 20, a World Cup cricket exclusively for street children, will be held in Chennai for the first time. Street children from 15 countries, including the United Kingdom, Brazil, Hungary, Mexico, South Africa, Sri Lanka and Rwanda, will participate in the tournament, which precedes ICC World Cup cricket in India. The tournament will be held from the 22nd of September to October the 1st in India. The defenders of the cup will be the star of the game. The first ever Street Child Cricket World Cup was held in London in 2019, where Indian children won the tournament. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses ASEAN-India Summit at Jakarta, presents a 12-point proposal to strengthen India-ASEAN cooperation. Prime Minister announces ASEAN-India Fund for Cooperation in Digital Transformation and Financial Connectivity. Delhi gears up to host G20 Summit, world leaders start arriving in the national capital. Festival of Janmashtami, marking birth of Lord Krishna, being celebrated in different parts of the country. India lose to Iraq 4-5 on penalty shootout in semi-final of King's Cup football in Thailand, and in US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to play in semi-final of men's doubles in New York tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.